What do you think you're doing out here? You're trying to shovel this snow by yourself? Come on, you're not gonna win against the storm. Look at you, half frozen and stubborn as hell. Just come inside already. Come on, put this down. Seriously, you're gonna catch a cold at this rate. Or pneumonia. Look, I've got a fire going inside, and I might just have a can of cocoa stashed away in one of my closets, so no one can resist hot chocolate when it's freezing outside. Come in, come in. You're gonna melt the snow all over my floor, but I'll let it slide. Yeah, take off your coat and boots. You can just leave everything right there on the heater. You okay? How long have you been out there? Gosh, that long, huh? You need to warm up. I've got blankets for days, so come with me. Here. Nice and cozy. Make yourself comfortable. So, cocoa or tea? Or, I don't know, maybe you're a coffee person who's secretly a hot cocoa lover, but just too proud to admit it. Good choice. And there you go. You can't deny this is way better than being out there freezing your ass off in the snow. Is it hot enough for you? Good. Now you've got to tell me. I've been wondering, what exactly made you decide to live here? You only moved a few weeks ago, right? Yeah, I spotted you. I always keep an eye out for any new, attractive women moving into the neighborhood. I know we've spoken before a few times, and I usually bring cookies to any new neighbor. But you always seem super busy, so I didn't want to bother you. Well, I mean, you're always rushing around, and you don't really linger. Sorry, it makes it sound like I've been spying on you. I haven't. It's just, I work from home, and my desk faces the street, so I just kind of happen to see what everyone is doing all the time. No, I like it. It makes me feel like I'm part of the hustle and bustle and not just a woman with a screen. But what about you, though? Why did you choose this place? Oh, no, I get it. I do. I moved here for the same reason, actually. The city was too loud. Crowded. I was drowning in noise and people, and honestly, I just wanted the silence. And this place, it's quiet, peaceful. Although sometimes I think it's a little too quiet. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The silence is nice at first, but after a while, you get, I don't know, kind of lonely. Like, you're surrounded by this beauty, but there's no one to share it with. Just families with their kids, and not a lot of young people around here. So it's almost too much sometimes, you know? It's funny. I was so sure moving away from the city would solve everything. And it did, mostly. But there are days when the quiet is deafening. You know, when the snow falls and it's so peaceful, when you feel like you could just disappear into it. And that's when it hits me. I'm here all alone. Yeah, you get it. It's strange. Do you get that as well? Or are you the kind of person who's perfectly fine on your own? I won't judge you either way. I think it'd be nice to have someone to share it with. Someone who's not just passing through. Someone who gets it. I don't know if that makes sense. Or maybe you're one of those mysterious types who keeps everyone at arm's length. You've got that look about you. Like you've got some secrets. The kind that makes people want to figure you out, but they never quite can. Not that I'm saying I'm curious or anything. I mean, I wouldn't be that nosy. Okay, maybe just a little, but I can't help it. You're not exactly easy to read. Maybe that's why I like talking to you. You're not just passing through, are you? You're planning on staying here for a while? I mean, in this neighborhood, not in my house. Although I wouldn't mind getting snowed in with you more often. Unless I'm completely off base and you're just counting the minutes until you can get out of here and back to your own place. Tell me, am I wasting my charm on you, or is it actually working a little? Fine. I was wondering though, are you planning to head back out tonight? I mean, the storm's still coming down pretty hard, and for your own safety, it might be better if you just stayed the night. I know you live super close, but I don't know, it could be fun to hang out and have a sleepover of sorts, don't you think? Why do adults stop having sleepovers anyway? I think we should have sleepovers our whole life. No pressure though, you can sleep on the couch or in my bed if you want. I mean, it's huge, so it's up to you. No, seriously, I don't mind at all. It's getting late, and I don't think either of us wants to risk going out there, so it'd be kind of nice, actually. Being stuck here together. I'd say it's like fate, but I'm not that cheesy. Besides, if you stay, I promise I won't make you shovel anything in the morning. Deal? Okay, I know what you're thinking. I'm being way too forward, right? You like it? You just weren't expecting it? Well, I'm not really used to having company around here. I mean, yeah, like I said, I've been pretty lonely. So if you're cool with it, I think it would be nice. We could have a little more of this, you know? What do you say? We stay in, have another drink, and see where the night goes. No plans, just company. And no snow to shovel. Sounds like a good way to ride out a storm, don't you think? I hadn't done this in years. Oh, just watching a movie with a friend, tucked up in bed, a bowl of popcorn on our laps. I feel like we've known each other for years. Is that a weird thing to say? I mean, I don't usually invite people to hang out at my place like this, let alone in my bed. But I feel like I can trust you, and I feel close to you somehow. Well, I'm glad you feel the same way. It would be kind of awkward if not. Are you getting tired? No, I'm just asking because you yawned. You don't need to go back downstairs and sleep on the couch. I told you this bed is huge, so just stay. Maybe we can keep each other warm. Do you like cuddling? Wait, let me put it this way. Do you want to be the big spoon or a little spoon? Lie down in front of you. Oh my. Her bodies fit perfectly against each other. Are you comfy? Haven't cuddled anyone in a long time, you know. You neither? I bet plenty of girls want to cuddle you, though. I mean it. Yeah, right. So nice having your fingers brush up and down my arm like this. as close to someone.